everybody was offering different types of help.
Join us Friday, June 21st for the KWOS Mid-Missouri Disaster Relief Radiothon with Capital Region Medical Center and GFI Digital. Find out more at kwos.com. Welcome to KWOS Open Air Saturday with Hal Dooley on News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5.
Welcome in to Open Air Saturday on a beautiful Saturday morning. The sun is out. The winds are calm. It's good to work outside today. But if you're painting inside like my wife is today, hey, go for it. Get the old clothes on and do what she says and you'll get done. McDonald's, my buddy Butch Ruprecht, they're doing fine. Economic development doing well here. Even though we had a tough week last week, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But I want people, everyone, everybody's got somebody in their life that when they run into it, maybe more, they run into it, it's always good to see them again. Always, you know, positive personality and good memories and stuff. Well, I ran into one of those guys yesterday. I was being a nuisance at my wife's green button down on Dunklin Street, and not a plug or anything, Dunklin and Jefferson Street, the green button. But anyway, Ralph Brendel walks in. Now, Ralph's been around for a long time. He was a year or two behind me at Elias. And he's just a good guy. He's had some ups and downs in life, but just one of those good guys. So we got to start talking again. Of course, one of the things we talk about is his dad. Now, his dad owned a liquor store in downtown Jefferson City, right next to the old Bartlett's building at, I think it was 104 East High Street. But we got to talking about that and his dad and how the railroaders used to come in the mornings and they'd come up and buy their little, you know, pint of whiskey and stuff like that. And then, of course, we'd come in the afternoons and, you know, we could buy a soda pop and all this and that stuff. So he was sort of a downtown fixture, you know. What I didn't realize in doing a little research after I had talked to Ralph is Charlie Zarlinski, who most everybody knows, had a clothing store across from Carrie's, actually started in that same building across from the courthouse. Three generations of Zarlinski's owned it. And prior to that, around the turn of the century, 1900, it was a grocery store. So it's always interesting when you run into somebody, want to have a good feeling, and we do a little research, you find out, well, hey, there was a grocery store at one time. And then, of course, it was a clothing store. And, of course, everybody knows the Zarlinski's moved down across from Cary for a long time, three generations of Zarlinski's. So history is an interesting thing when you just run into somebody and you get on. The old internet does it, and Google, you really like it, even though Google's under attack. I don't know what we would do without Google, because it seemed like when I'm talking to somebody or talking to my wife and an issue comes up, well, here we go. Let's get on the old iPhone and find out about that. I know we did that down in Florida several years ago. Sugar plantations down in Florida. You know, we learned all about that on a trip across Florida to go see the Cardinals play one morning when we were on the Gulf Coast on Fort Myers, and we had to go over to Jupiter to see the Cardinals play. And it's about a three-hour trip across the midsection of Florida. But it was interesting because we learned a lot about the sugar plantations. But the interesting thing we learned today, Kathleen, our board person. And you want to be a board man, or you want to be a board person, or you just want to be old Kathleen?
Just Kathleen.
Just old Kathleen. All right. And, of course, we got one of my buddies on, smart guy. Here's another smart guy, a lot smarter than I am, Dave Sylvester. Everybody knows Dave Sylvester from the Rotary Club, the Wednesday morning Old Dark 30 Rotary Club. He is the cornerstone of that club. But he also keeps us high and dry most of the time and gets us where we're going. He's the Central District Engineer at MoDOT. Ben had been for a while, will be for a long time, Dave Sylvester. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I don't think Kathleen looks old. I think Kathleen looks pretty young. So.
I think she looks pretty young, too.
I think she's
going to be sitting there when we're long gone.
There you go. Good morning.
Gone. Well, good morning to you, too. First thing, Ann and I drove over 63 yesterday. We saw the maybe 50 feet of sandbags on the other side of the Katy Trail Bridge, and I don't think 63 is underwater, and I don't think it's going to be underwater. What's the truth about that?
Well, there's a lot of speculation, obviously, but it's a pretty ominous looking, if you drive down 63 coming from Columbia or even going towards Columbia, it's a pretty ominous feeling to drive up there and be surrounded by all that water.
Absolutely.
You know, I've done it a few times in the last week. Business has taken me up to the north. As far as the water getting on 63, the river's going to have to get a lot higher. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about a lot higher in terms of water, it's going to take about a foot and a half more water. Now, you look at that and you can take your hands and go, that's 18 inches, that's this much water. But, you know, the thing that people need to realize when you're talking about water coming up, you know, you got to think about how water spreads out. So, you know, it typically on a river, you've got kind of a V formation from the bottom, kind of works its way up. So, you know, as you go up, the water keeps going out. And so that's a lot of water. So, you know, I've seen some speculation that we are within inches of the 93 flood. And truthfully, we're not even close. We're still about a little over 5 feet. Well, we're right about 5 feet from where we were. 5 feet is a lot of water from where we're at right now. So, you know, we watched over Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We were watching very closely. We know that the two areas on 63, that it's just north of the Katy Trail, the southbound 63, and then the on-ramp from 63 to westbound 54, that it dips down. And we know that at 34.1, a river level of 34.1, that we're going to get water right at the edge of the road. And we got a little bit of shoulder there, so we still have about 3 to 4 inches before it actually gets to the edge line, the white line, so to speak. So you're still talking a whole lot of water to get there. And, you know, as we were watching with very unpredictability, you know, we watch a lot of the hydrographs, and these are the actual, you know, kind of shows a past, a current, and a future as far as what the water levels are. These are all over the state, rivers, lakes. We have these, and we watch them very closely in times like this. But the predictability has been shown that the river is going to drop at about a foot a day for the last 4 days, and it's held steady. So we're working on a little bit of unpredictability, quite frankly, with what we're doing. So with that in mind, we pulled the trigger, said, you know what, we're going to put about a foot and a half worth of sandbags in those two areas. It buys us about another 18 inches of potential, we call it freeboard, a water term, where the water, you have that much depth before the water gets to where it becomes a real issue for travelers. So it didn't take a whole lot of time. It was a very warm day, so some of our folks actually were overcome with a little heat stress, which is concerning. But that's what the men and women do, and, you know, that's... we want to make sure that they're safe. We want to make sure that the folks that we're driving through there stayed safe. So we got that out there, and you know, I watched Facebook as everyone else does, and there was a lot of doom and gloom, but there was a lot of praise for the work that our folks were doing, trying to be proactive. And that's truly what it was. We just want to make sure that if there was the unpredictability nature of it, if we did see a jump of about 6 to 8 to 9 inches, that we had protected those areas. Now, back in 93, a lot of people, again, compare this event to 93. It is higher than 95. You know, when we look at that, it's within, we're within 6/100ths of a foot, which equated to about 3/4 of an inch of the third highest level at the Missouri River in Jefferson City, which was 1903. So about 116 years ago, that level was set. So we're, you know, 3/4 of an inch, again, still a lot of water, but we're pretty close to getting there. So, but that's just watching where the water's coming. It's coming from snow melt in the upper plains states, Montana, Nebraska, Dakotas, Iowa. You know, this is all coming down. Gavin's Point is a large reservoir up between Iowa. I think it's between Iowa and Nebraska. It might be South Dakota, but so they've been retaining a lot of water, and if you've been watching the news, you've seen a lot of this. The governor's been involved and has concerns about the practices, and so, you know, whether there's some changes that come out of how they handle their flow in the reservoir, that's yet to be seen. So that's what we're dealing with. And then you top on it the rain in the Missouri area from Kansas City across the state, and that all comes into the Missouri at some point. Most of it comes into the Missouri and goes down to the Mississippi.
You know, one of the interesting things, Dave, and a little bit before your time, but you're probably still around, was the 93 flood. And as we drove across high and dry 63 today, the old 63 is still there, as a lot of people know. And it's under quite a bit of water right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wanted the proactiveness of MoDOT back in the day. after that happened. We're high and dry today because of the action that was taken right after that to build a new 63 higher than what the old 63 was. So we're able to get the Columbia and normal driving north, northwest, because of the proactiveness. And I'm not sure, and I know they had to wheel and deal to get some money to get it done. But I want to remind people that we would really be in bad shape had you all not done that back in the day.
Sure. And you bring up another point from 93. If I know there's folks listening that remember 93, and we tried to save the 54, the link between north-south route. There were a lot of other Missouri River bridges that were closed. There's a lot of them closed now, actually. So we tried to save that. We put up some concrete barrier, some sandbags, and the water eventually pushed through the barrier. And there's a lot of power to water. I don't know if people realize that, but it's very powerful. It's very devastating. So one thing we realized as we were looking at the information the National Weather Service keeps is that we did not have a elevation for where the water comes onto the 54-63 area because it came up on the concrete barrier. We knew that the river reached a record of 38.2 feet at the river gauge. However, we didn't know what level that gets to the throughways through there. We know where the ramp is, like I mentioned earlier, and the piece over north of the Katy Trail. But so we went out and took some survey shots earlier in the week, and it's right about 35 and a half, I think, is where we figure. Give a couple of tenths here or there, just based upon the fluctuating where the water levels are. I mean, we know the elevation of the roadway, but the water level's been fluctuating within a tenth, tenth to two tenths for the last 5 days, but it's holding pretty steady at a little above the 33 foot mark right now. So we feel comfortable that the roadways where we're at are okay. I know as you look around downtown Jefferson City, it's a mess, and water seems to come up. This morning looked like it may have gone down maybe a few inches, about 2 to 3 inches. It looked like you could see a little bit of a debris. Where the water leaves the debris behind as it recedes, so you can kind of see some of that. So I think that's good news. We're watching that level. We're checking it constantly, myself and a lot of staff at the Central District in our central office, and we make plans accordingly. But, yeah, so 63, it'll take a lot to get to 63. It'll take a lot more to get to the 54 area, and we're watching it closely.
Well, visiting with Dave Sylvester, the Central District Engineer of the Missouri Department of Transportation, listening to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio 950, 104.5 on your FM dial. Take a short break and be right back.
Houses are sort of like people. Of course, it's what's on the inside that matters most, but that's no reason to neglect the outside. First impressions still count, and landscaping is a bit like a hairdo. It can make or break the whole ensemble. If your house is having a bad hair day, United Landscape Design is the best salon. With 7 different colors of mulch and more than 30 types of stone and rock, your house will be like the prettiest girl at the dance. Located at Apache Flats off Country Club Drive, owned by veterans, United by Design.
Your aortic valve is the doorway from your heart into the rest of your body. When it gets worn out, some people experience fatigue, chest pain, shortness of breath, and other symptoms. Missouri Heart Center has a new procedure called TAVR, which replaces your aortic valve without the need to open up your chest. It's just another part of their comprehensive cardiovascular care in the heart of Missouri. Learn more about TAVR and the Missouri Heart Center at moheartcenter.com. That's moheartcenter.com.
Spring. The birds are singing, the weather is warming up, and the road is calling. Need a new ride to answer that call? Look no further than midmobile.com. It's where you'll find local dealers like Joe Mockin's Nissan, offering a huge variety of new and pre-owned vehicles. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, too. It has lots of deals, along with maintenance and spring driving tips. And give them a like on Facebook.
MIDMOBILE.com. Midmobile.com.
This is Steve with Rainbow Restoration. When disaster strikes, you might feel like you're alone, helpless, defenseless, which is natural. You've just lost everything. But before you panic, call Rainbow Restoration first. We will evaluate the damage before you call your insurance company. This way, if we can do it for less, you don't get dinged for something that wouldn't be covered. With Rainbow Restoration, we eliminate as much of the stress as possible, get the job done right, and won't mine you for money. We restore, you recover. Find out more at rainbowinternational.com.
The
weather's getting warmer, and you know what that means, pool season. Time to dig out your high school chemistry book to figure out what to do with your pool and spa water.
Ugh!
What if you could just take a water sample to Dawn and Amanda at Pools Made Possible, have it professionally tested, and get a customized step-by-step recipe for clean, clear water? And what if it were completely free every time? Well, guess what? That is possible every day at Pools Made Possible. No high school textbook needed. Imagine the spa-sibilities. PoolsMadePossible.com.
I'm Leslie Davis with Keller Williams, and I love the excitement of helping you find a home. In this tight market, it's harder to find the right home, and my passion is to work hard for you to find the home you want or need. Tell me your desired location, and I'll go door to door to find just the right one. Do you have a home to sell? I'd love to talk to you. Leslie Davis at Keller Williams Realty. Find me at jeffcityrealestate.com. Have I knocked on your door lately?
Another beautiful day.
Yeah, pretty mild spring.
When mild.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Turns wild. Turn on KWOS.
We didn't know the weather.
Know the weather forecast.
Stay informed. Stay safe.
It's good to be prepared for it.
Go ahead, check your weather app. Then check here for a more helpful forecast. Be prepared for wild mid-Missouri weather.
I turn on the radio.
With Jefferson City's severe weather station.
Before the thunder.
104.5 News Radio, KWOS. KWOS Saturday Open Air with Hal Dooley and the whole crew.
Thank you for joining us on Open Air Saturday. Dave Sylvester, the Central District Engineer at the Missouri Department of Transportation, is my guest. Dave, what happens when the water goes down? What do y'all do?
Well, we celebrate for one, you know, but... that's when we get real busy. You know, our role right now is watch and see, make sure that our barriers, our devices that we put up are still in place. But when the water goes down, that's when the real work happens for us. You know, we got to make sure that we're inspecting bridges, that when that water goes down, it can go down slow or it can go down fast. You know, it depends on the circumstances downstream, and when it goes down fast, it creates the potential of scouring underneath the bridge, which the water kind of rushes around something and can remove dirt, it can remove rocks, it can remove critical infrastructure to what holds our bridges up. So and that happens. You know, the Gasconade River flooded a number of years ago, and it took out big sections of earth underneath the bridge, and we had to go back in and do some repair work. And that bridge had to stay closed for a while. So we'll check bridges. We'll check culverts, make sure that they're okay. And then we got to clean the road up. You know, if you've come down 63, you've seen the pallets everywhere on the side of the road. So somebody's got to go out there and clean those up. And, you know, if we can get the property owner to take care of that, we'd be that'd be a bonus, but it'll probably end up being us to clean up a lot of that. If it's on the roadway and the right-of-way, we'll clean that stuff up. You know, we got to remove the hazards to the road so people can open it. So, you know, we ask people to be patient when the road water goes down. I know you want to get back on the road and get going, but give us a little bit of time to get in there and get that road cleaned up. You know, there's going to be a lot of mud on the road. We may have to go in and spray it to kind of get the mud off the road, because that's mud can be as slick as ice. And then when it dries, it just becomes very dusty. So if we don't get it off the road in a timely manner, it can just be a mess. And, you know, people won't be happy about that either. So there'd be a little bit of work, you know, and that's what our folks are ready to do. They're ready to go, and you know, that's what they do. So there'll be some work to do when it goes down.
And you got other work. You got ongoing work besides that. Two of the things I'm interested in, of course, is the Roachport Bridge and replacement of that, and the Grindstone Overpass up on 63 just south of Columbia.
Yeah, the Grindstone project kicks off on Monday, so we've done a lot of awareness information. We put a lot of public service out to the Columbia, Boone County, Cole County folks that come into the area that use that bridge. We're going to do some rehab work. It's about a 2 to 3 week project, so it's not very long, but it's going to be inconvenient. You know, there's a lot of people that use Route AC or mm-hmm. Grindstone. Talked to a fellow coworker, and he said that it will affect him, but lo and behold, he found another way to get around it, and it's actually quicker for him. So That's sometimes the case for some folks. You figure out a different way out of the normal routine, and it might be quicker for. And in this case, so we do have some time in the way future. It's on the radar, but not funded. We need to do something different at that interchange. You know, it backs up, and so there's maybe some things that we can do to restripe it to get things through there. But it's going to take a probably something bigger. And that's not even, that's being talked about, but it's not funded and it's really barely on the radar. The Roachport Rehabilitation Project is still on track. It's something that we're going to put out for the contractors to bid on in November, December, and have our commission award that project in January. The possibility of a grant is still out there, so we'll see how that goes. But so traffic snarls are the inevitable with the rehabilitation. We know that. We've seen it with the emergency work that we did here just a couple months ago. We even saw it with a little bit of inspection work that the consultant that's working on that project did for us. It's inevitable, and we're just trying to make people aware. We know what the eastbound backup is because we've seen it with two emergency repairs over the last 2 years. We don't know what the backup's going to be in the westbound direction. So as it starts to back up towards Columbia and through Columbia, we anticipate it could be a 3 to 8 hour backup, anywhere from 8 to 25+ miles, perhaps. So, you know, one thing I will say, the importance of that bridge that many people may not know about, but we had some data that showed when freight crosses that bridge, where does that freight go just generally across the country? And within 48 hours, 2 hours, or 2 days, I'm sorry, of freight crossing the bridge, that reached 47 of the 48 lower contiguous states. The only state it didn't get to is Maine, and it got really close. I think that says a lot about how freight moves across Missouri, the importance of what the Roachport and I-70 corridor mean to freight and the movement of goods across the country. And I know your guest next week will be my boss,
yes.
Sounds like. So he will speak much more on that topic, and he's very well adept at it, and he'll be able to speak about the grant. So I look forward to hearing that. So a lot coming up.
The one thing on your side of it, you have a lot of bridges, and because of the bonding money, you're going to be able to look and restore and rehab a lot of those bridges. How many will that impact, basically?
We've got a handful of bridges that we're going to be able to do with some of the money the governor put through. Overall, we have about 40 in all that we'd like to, that could work on if we get the remaining funds with the infra grant. That's all part of how the governor's bridge plan went through. $300 million is contingent upon the success of the infra grant. And all it'd be about, I think it's 43 bridges for the Central District. So it means a lot. And it's work that we can't wait to get
to. It's critical work that has to be done.
Yeah,
Dave Sylvester, Central District Engineer, Missouri Department of Transportation. Thank you. Will you come back on when the water goes back down?
Absolutely. I'll make myself available.
Everybody, two things. Driving and money are two important things in Central Missouri. And
absolutely.
You've got half of it. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Listening to Open Air Saturday on News Radio 950 KWS. Stay tuned for the news. And we come back, Hank Strautman will be talking about the roundabouts on the east side of Jefferson City.
Missouri River has led to the Coast Guard and Army Corps of Engineers to close the river to all boat traffic, Woody Gottberg reports.
The Missouri River is closed to all navigation traffic from St. Louis to just north of Sioux City. The agency say that vessel traffic may cause damage to or overtopping of flood levees. There's also a hazard from drifting objects in the high water. The river will be closed indefinitely until the level recedes.
St. Louis will be busy Sunday when the Blues face off against Boston in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Blues can clinch their first ever title with a victory at the Enterprise Center. And the governor's holding a ceremonial bill signing tonight on legislation restricting county regulations on large animal feeding operations. A Parson will sign it at the annual Cattleman Steak Dinner in Sedalia. This is Missouri Net.
Sometimes life gets hard. Losing a job or the end of a relationship can be very stressful and cause anger, hurt, and loneliness. Sometimes it does not feel like we have a purpose or meaning in our lives. This hurts. But there is always hope. Take steps to manage your stress. If you're considering suicide, talk to your family doctor or counselor. If you need immediate help, call the National Suicide Prevention toll-free number at 1-800-273-TALK. For more information, go to helphimstay.org. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Mental Health.
Do you check your phone, eat, or adjust the radio while driving? Driving distracted isn't worth risking lives. Join the LUTC 43 Foundation's 43 Key Seconds Initiative and pledge to stop driving distracted. Take the pledge at LUTC43.org. Clear head, clear hands, clear eyes. Click it. Distracted driving is preventable. Learn more at LUTC43.org. Sign the 43 Key Second Pledge and stop distracted driving.
Life feels more rich, more full, and longer when you have a variety of experience. As a sales executive with Zimmer Radio and Marketing Group helping local businesses grow, you have the flexibility and variety in your work that makes each and every day something special. This exciting opportunity also offers base pay with bonus pool, commission, and potential for a signing bonus. Grow your career in 2019 with Zimmer Radio and Marketing Group. Email your resume to sales@zrgmail.com or apply online at zimmercommunications.com.
So, you want to call into KWOS Open Air or one of our other talk shows, but they won't let you from work? Then send us a text. 573-556-6397 gets you right into the News Radio KWOS studio with our guests. Do you need the news right now? Just text headlines to 556-6397 and we'll send you a link to KWOS.com. You're never out of touch. Text us, 556-6397. News Radio KWOS. Attention! Corporal Dooley is in the building on KWOS.
And now the corporal is going to be talking to a general. And everybody knows the general in Jefferson City, and that's Hank Stroutman. And everybody knows Hank and Linda own and built from scratch up the villages, the Warwick Village. And hopefully everybody in Jefferson City knows about Freedom Corner, which is the Veterans Memorial that Hank and Linda tirelessly put together and got some community. And you would think that that would be enough. And Hank and it would have been, but no. He's got to continue on. He's now president of Eastside Business Community, and he's working on roundabouts now, the one over by Walmart. And you've been working hard, and you're going to have a dedication on one of them coming up. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, Hal. Good to hear from you, and thanks for the opportunity to share what we're doing in the Eastside Business Association with the community. First of all, Freedom Corner is an Eastside Business Project, and I just happen to be the lead horse on the team.
We appreciate your modesty.
What we're doing on the Eastside Roundabout, about a year ago, got with the American Legion, and we collectively decided that we're going to be a neat project to get out into the community and show the support for the Constitution, show the support for the flag, and the role that the military plays collectively with the public in ensuring our great freedoms and liberties that we enjoy here in the community. So that's what the Roundabout Project's all about, is to promote patriotism and pride in the East Side especially. And we're really proud to do it. It's come together nicely. The heavy work is done. The flag pulls up. We got the Eagle mounted on the North Roundabout. Looks great. We're working now on getting electricity hooked up. The tornado set us back a little bit because, rightfully so, the electrical companies need to focus on getting power restored to the community. And while we're talking about the tornado, I was so proud with the way the community responded to this catastrophic event.
Absolutely.
President. And hats off to everybody. I'm not going to list them. You know who you are. It just really restores your faith in the people, especially of this community. I am so proud to be part of the Jeff City Cole County community, the way they responded. Back to the roundabouts. Once the final big muscle movement is to install the engraved monuments with the Pledge of Allegiance, support the Constitution, Freedom's Not Free monuments, which are the key messages at the base of the flagpole. And then we'll finalize the electrical lighting. And then we're ready for our big first flag raise, which will be on 26th June at 9 o'clock in the morning. We invite the public, as many as possible. Lots of parking. Walmart has graciously allowed us to use their parking lot. And Central Bank is letting us use the grass area, lot area near the ATM machine, and that's where the general public will congregate, and we'll have a little ceremony as we raise the flag for the first time say the Pledge of Allegiance, national anthem, the whole bit. And it'll be short and sweet, but Mike Bernsketer, representative of Bernsketer, will be our guest keynote speaker. And several other representatives, I think, will have a few comments to make in the course of their participation as well. So it's come on out, bring kids, especially the young, you know, the elementary and high school age kids. That's one of the main reasons we're doing this, is to help encourage them to understand and learn the history of our great country and then be prepared to defend it if their generations take over the leadership of the world. That's it for me. We're doing well with fundraising at the point. We're doing well with fundraising. But as you know, you never have enough money.
That's true. And you're looking.
Unforeseen costs. We have one major donor that's still out there pending, and I'll just put him on the spot. He basically had pledged about $10,000, and the company is the Philip Oil Company. And I put out a big shout to them, as well as all the other major companies that have helped us build this. Most of them have donated all their labor and goods and services. And we'll know more about that at the ceremony. We'll share that with you in more detail. But again, I am so proud to be a part of this community and pull this little project together, which ultimately promoting patriotism and economic development on the East Side of town, especially. I'll shut up. I'll let you ask me a question if I haven't covered anything.
Well, I'm not modest. I'm going to, first I'm going to give a shout out to the American Legion Post 5, who's sponsoring that memorial. Yeah. But I tell you what, Cole County Industries, Meyer Electric, Midwest Block and Brick, All Seasons Landscaping, Central Missouri Professional Services, Treehouse Excavating, and Capital Quarries are some of their major contributors to this roundabout and the patriotism that we're going to show on that. And that's going to be a week from this coming Tuesday at 9 a.m. in the morning, right?
26th June.
And that typical military, 26th June. For you civilians out there, that's June 26th. But, you know, who cares? Hank, what else you been up to? I got a couple minutes to talk to you about it. What are you and Linda doing over there? Can I be nosy and ask about the brew house?
It's left us, and they were now at the JCRG. A shop there, they've kind of downsized to that kind of a business. We're looking for a full service restaurant to come in, and I've talked to several possible businesses, and some of which are in the floodplain, got flooded out, and they're looking for some new turf to operate out of. So we're working hard, we've got it all cleaned up, and it's very presentable. So anybody out there is going to go to work, and we got the space. One-of-a-kind space, so it's still a nice restaurant.
So if anybody's interested in that space, and it's an ideal space, miss the brew house, to get a hold of you.
That's right.
And
so thank you for the plug. But again, I'm really focused right now primarily just wrapping up the roundabout project. And like I said, we're real proud of it. Eastside Business is going to put their logo on it as well. That's going to happen as soon as I get electricity. And anybody wants to donate, any amounts, welcome. Charitable donations for tax purposes, just set up to the American Legion. If you want a business donation for advertising, just send it to Eastside Business Association. Post office box for Eastside is 10-6001 Jeff City. And then the American Legion is 1423 Tanner Bridge Road.
Yes, so. Perfect. So if you got some extra money, send it out. It'd be really appreciated.
Thanks. Yes. Thank you, Kyle.
Hank, 4th of July, Freedom Corner. What do you and Linda got cooked up for us? You could put the flags out, of course.
Well, we'll put the flags out as we normally do. But there's really no ceremony planned.
Okay.
The only ceremony we do is for Veterans Day, but we do put the flags out 4 or 5 times out around the year to remind people it's a special day for the country.
Well, we appreciate everything you do, and we appreciate what the Eastside Business Association does for us. And we will see you a week from Tuesday at 9 o'clock out there on the South Roundabout.
Next to Walmart. 26th June, yes.
We will see you. Thanks for visiting with us, Hank, and have a good day.
Thank you.
You listen to Open Air Saturday on News Radio 950 KWS. We'll take a quick break and come back with the presiding commissioner of Cole County.
This is Mark Stewart with Appliance Cleaning Service. Appliance repairmen are getting a bad name because some charge you an inflated price on parts, an inflated price on already too expensive parts. I'm a repairman too, but when you hire me to repair your appliance, you only pay what I pay for parts. I'm not interested in getting into the parts business. So when you need it repaired and don't want to pay more than what is reasonable for parts and service, contact me, Mark Stewart, at ApplianceCleaningService.com. Spend a little now, save a lot later.
Ant season.
So good to see you. Give your auntie kisses.
It's the worst.
So, still not married, I see.
Ant after ant invading your home.
Oh, sweetie, you might want to skip dessert tonight.
Talk about a real pest. The only thing worse is an actual army of ants. The six-legged variety. Swarming your kitchen, living room, and garage. Ants can be annoying.
Let me see those cheeks.
And so can ants. If you're in the midst of ant season, call Steve's Pest Control.
I'm Steve from Steve's Pest Control. Pests are relentless and persistent. That's why they're called pests. If you want your bugs removed, eradicated, or just plain old-fashioned dead, we're going to solve your pest problem. I guarantee it.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
My name's Todd, and I got an 04 Dodge diesel truck. And I was looking for an honest, dependable diesel mechanic in town and found it with Capital Diesel. All the guys there are very trustworthy. They do what they say they're going to do. I've also taken a few tractors there that other mechanics couldn't figure out what was going on with them. But Capital Diesel knew how to fix them.
When you need to be sure, Capital Diesel.
I'm Leslie Davis with Keller Williams, and I love the excitement of helping you find a home. In this tight market, it's harder to find the right home, and my passion is to work hard for you to find the home you want or need. Tell me your desired location, and I'll go door to door to find just the right one. Do you have a home to sell? I'd love to talk to you. Leslie Davis at Keller Williams Realty. Find me at jeffcityrealestate.com. Have I knocked on your door lately?
Business as usual. The phrase is often used to indicate that nothing exciting or unusual is happening. As a business owner, you love the phrase because it means everything is in its right place, working as it should, and your people are taken care of. That's why you use Wall Street Group for your employee benefits, because you know their business as usual is to ensure that every day for you and your people is business as usual. Wall Street Group. Your future is bright. WallStreetIns.com.
Ah, another beautiful day.
Yeah, pretty mild spring.
When mild.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Turns wild. Turn on KWOS.
We didn't know the weather.
Know the weather forecast.
Stay informed. Stay safe.
It's good to be prepared for it.
Go ahead, check your weather app. Then check here for a more helpful forecast. Be prepared for wild mid-Missouri weather.
I turn on the radio.
With Jefferson City's severe weather station.
Before the thunder.
104.5 News Radio KWOS. Catching you up on all things Jefferson City. It's Hal Dooley on KWOS.
Thank you for joining us on Open Air. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Just pretty good?
Just pretty good.
Can I rent a tuxedo from you?
Sunshine.
Size 48 regular. I need it now. How's that work?
Oh, we got it. Come on up.
Oh, this is Samuel's Tuxedos and Gifts.
Yeah, I'll tell you, having me follow the general, though, is pretty hard, you know.
Well, no, that's true. That's true. But hey, somebody's got to follow him. It might as well be you.
Well, I'll tell you, when he was starting the roundabouts, you know, it's easier just to give him a check than it is to argue. So I just gave him a check. So.
Well, we appreciate that. No, I agree with you because he is persistent. That's why he's a general.
Oh, Hank is awesome. I'll tell you what, we're lucky he retired here.
You know, we talked right toward the end about the brew house, you know, which is shut down right now. But I know he's working to Divin's to try to get that up and running again. And I know he's talking to a couple of people about a full-service restaurant in there. But I guarantee you, within 30 to 60 days, he'll have somebody in there. That's just the way he is. So
we were so used to having meetings there upstairs that we're kind of at a loss. I think he ought to open it up just for groups to meet upstairs. But he won't make any money that way.
No, that's true. Well, we could bring in our own coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. He's got the key to the door.
Money that way, but
maybe somebody needs to talk to Brad Bates about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know Hank would be happy to do that.
Yeah. You know.
He's up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, you and I have a tough time at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm usually at the courthouse by 7:30.
All right, can we tell the truth now? Linda is up before you, and she gets you up.
Well, she goes to HealthPlex. She gets up at 4:30, and at 4:30, until I have coffee, I can't do anything. I can't function. So
I can't either.
Yeah.
You know, and I never really publicly thanked you for putting me on to Seattle's Best, number 5.
Yeah, well, it's got to be strong.
To be strong.
None of this foo-foo-y, you know, stuff where you can see the bottom of the cup.
Yep.
It's got to be dark.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. If we didn't have dark coffee, we would be in a world of hurt. I mean, people's patience would be frayed big time. So, you know, we worry about all kinds of things, about assassinations and, you know, sabotage on our utilities and stuff. But if we ever had to do without coffee, that would create chaos in the United States. It almost bring us to a standstill. Anyway, that's not why we're here. Two things. One, you were president and chief executive officer of Cole County Day at Springfield Cardinals. And we've had a bit of a change, haven't we?
Is that my title? Gosh.
That's the title that we've given you.
The power of it all.
Well, it's another title. This is about the fifth or sixth title that you've got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we originally had the Cole County Day at the Springfield Cardinals set for next Saturday, Father's Day weekend. But between flooding and tornadoes and things like that, people's minds are not on going to a baseball game. So we made an executive decision. You were part of that decision, and we are moving it to Saturday, August 10th at Springfield. And so we will go down. You can drive down and just join us at the tailgate. You can ride the luxury bus and let somebody else do the driving. You can bring a little liquid refreshment on the bus if you want. And then we have a wonderful tailgate. We've done this twice before that is paid for by at the time it was Senator
Kehoe
and our two state reps. Now it is paid for by Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, Senator Bernskeeter, Representative Veit, and Dave Griffith. And then myself, I'll kick in whatever else we need. But we will have a wonderful tailgate. Everybody will get a Springfield Cardinals ball cap. If the giveaway that day, which I really want too, is a Lou Brock commemorative bobblehead.
Absolutely.
So you got to go stand in line. But I think I might do that because, you know, Lou Brock, you know, that was the wonderful era of Cardinal baseball with them. So, and then we have a section where we will sit together, and I don't know, we'll take part in some of their between-inning activities they have, which is really great. And then we'll get back on the bus and come back, or if you want to go down and make a weekend of it and take the family and stay, you can do that. But, you know, anybody who hasn't been to a Springfield Cardinals game doesn't know what they're missing.
It's just a fun weekend, and we have to remind our listeners that majority of the people don't necessarily take the bus. They do make a weekend of it and just buy the $20 ticket and come down and join us for the the tailgate and also for the game.
Yeah, if you take the motor coach, it's like $60. Yeah. But you know that buses aren't cheap anymore. But nope. you can sit back and let somebody else drive you and just talk to your friends and neighbors and but if you want to come down, just drive down, bring the family. It's just $20 a person, and that includes the tailgate, the ball cap, the game, and so it really is fairly inexpensive. And Hammonds Field it's an awesome field. You know, the Springfield Cardinals are a AA Cardinal, you know, affiliate, and you'll see some players there playing that get called up. You know, you can see some future
Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know, Sam, they've had 102 that have played at Springfield that have gone on to play for the Cardinals. 102 ball players.
Well, the Branch Rickey started the farm teams way back when with the Cardinals. So the Cardinals actually started the farm teams, and this is where you get your players. You know, they play professional baseball, and then they move up. You know, as they learn more tricks of the trade, and so it's very very important to have these farm teams.
Yeah, because if you go down there with us in August, you know, several of those guys that you're going to watch will probably be with the Cardinals in the next 2 or 3 years. You know, they move through the farm system a lot quicker than they used to. You know, number one draft choice now probably hits the Cardinals within 4 years, and that's a fast track.
Yeah.
That's definitely a fast track. And they play good ball, you know.
It is. It's good, fun baseball. You'll see a few errors, but I think that one game we went to, what we have? The Cardinals had seven home runs. I mean, they'd bring in a pitcher, they'd warm him up, he'd pitch a couple pitches, and we'd knock it out of the ballpark. They'd keep him in, he'd pitch to the next batter, couple pitches, we'd knock it out of the ballpark again. So then we'd have to wait while they warmed up another pitcher, and we just knocked the heck out of them. But I don't think I've ever been to a game where I've seen seven home runs. It was pretty amazing.
Well, I wish I would have videotaped you watching that game. I could have put it on YouTube and it would have gone viral in seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a presiding commissioner jump up and down and yell that much. I don't think you've ever done that at a commission meeting.
No, I'll tell you what, it is. It's just good, fun baseball.
It is.
And, that, you know, they will sign autographs. These young players, they like to interact with the crowd that's there. So you can get autographs that, you know, someday might be worth a few $100.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Absolutely. So if you bring your children, you know, bring your ball cards or, you know, bring whatever you want, because you can go down the first baseline before the game and the guys warm up down there. That's where the Cardinal bullpen is now, and collect your own autographs. They need to go see our friends at Central Travel, don't they?
Yes, Central Travel is handling all of the booking. So you go down to Central Travel, you can call 634-1317-1317, and they will take care of you. And but you know, August, it's going to be a little bit warmer, but this is an evening game, and you have us in the along the third baseline. Mm-hmm. So we're out of the sun,
right?
And it's, you know, by the time the game starts and halfway into it, it'll cool off a little bit.
It will. It's a 6-10 game.
Yep, 6-10 game. You know, so,
and that's August the 10th.
Yep. So we really want, you know, you don't have to be from Cole County. You know, it's
right. This includes Jefferson City, too.
Well, Jeff City is in Cole County.
That's correct.
Yeah, no. Everybody seems to forget that, but Jefferson City is in Cole County. So by all means, I'm going to challenge the mayor to we want all the city councilmen. We want the mayor. You know, we're going to let her participate in some of the games they have between innings, because she's a lot younger than I am. So she's got, you know, she's a
she's
better.
Pretty shape. Aggressive, Sam. She's pretty aggressive.
Well, that's why I'll let her do that. I might have her challenge Jeff or Chris. You know, they're.
Well, Commissioner Helscher will have his own bus too. I mean, he's that way. I mean,
yeah. Well, we're doing. You know, we will be on the buses. We're not necessarily doing our own buses, but yeah.
Oh, I think you should, Sam. You've got to invite the bishop. you have set a trend.
Well, I know, and I had invited him. That was one of my reasons why we canceled the game or postponed the game, because I invited the bishop, and I got a nice letter saying he was going to be somewhere doing something with the church. And I'm like, well, what's more important?
That's right.
And see, this is the Cardinals. So you're with Cardinals. Do you want to go somewhere with other bishops?
That's
go
right.
for the Cardinal. But we'll work on him for.
Well, do that. Call him. I mean, Bishop McKnight is very receptive, you know, and maybe a libation or two might be in his offering. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever it takes.
Yeah, coming from Kansas, I hope he's not a Royals fan, but
well,
I think we need to convert him.
I hate to tell you this, he sort of is.
Yeah, we need to convert
him. Yes, we do. I mean, that's the business, conversion. That is the business.
Yeah.
You got to make an effort. You can't expect him to be converted by himself. We have to help him.
Well, you know, last time we went on my bus, I had Bishop Gatos. And so, you know, I'm not saying that mine is the religious bus, but we're the more refined bus.
Yes, you are.
So, but everybody, you know, I want everybody to come out because
it's just a fun time. It really is.
Inexpensive, and it's good baseball. And, you know, you've got me hooked now. I would rather go to a Springfield Cardinals game than I would to a St. Louis Cardinals game, because even when the game's over and traffic starts, people are nice and they wave and let you in, and you know, you can go to Andy's.
I was going to say, you know, we can throw that Andy Custard in there. It's too bad we don't have a custard place here in town. I mean, you got Culver, which is fine, but and we need to get an Andy's Custard in this town, or at least get it into the county. But
yeah,
that's
in the county, I think in the county, yeah.
Everything in the county, right?
That's right.
I'm sure the mayor's listening, and
I mean, you know, we're all going to get the sales tax. You know, it wouldn't be bad just, you know, over in on Business 50 or you know, somewhere. Yeah.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on that.
You know, and you can also stop by Samuel's Tuxedos and Gifts for information, and he'll point you down the street to Central Travel. You got Renee there, Lindy Caps is there, Colleen is there. You know, it's even fun just to go in and talk to the girls.
Oh yeah,
and bring your $60. So.
Yeah. So I hope everybody will come out. I think August is. Somebody said, "Well, you're in competition with the state fair." Well, this is a Saturday night.
There's always something going on.
And you know, you can go to the fair anytime.
Right.
But this is a chance for friends to get together and go down and see good baseball. Have a good tailgate. We're going to have Hy-Vee in Springfield tailgated, and it's.
And they said they would have extra cookies too. So.
Yeah, and it's just going to be a good time, and you know, get that Springfield Cardinals ball cap and wear that, and with pride, and I think we need to talk to management. I want 8 home runs this time. I think
we can probably work that out.
Yeah.
You're the presiding commissioner.
Yeah. Well, we'll get them all fired up that night, and I want to see 8 home runs.
Well, I do too. Sam, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Cole County Day at Springfield Cardinals is August the 10th. Thanks for listening to Open Air Saturday, and have a great weekend, everybody.
News Radio 950 and on FM at 104.5 KWOS Jefferson City. It's 9 o'clock.
Commit to take several concrete steps to help reduce migrants from illegally entering the United States. Let's take a look.